Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. I just wanted to wish Christmas to everybody because it's a Christmas time, and that's kind of fun. Unless there's a couple of groups that celebrate Christmas later. Like I think the Armenian community does that, the Armenian Patriarch. I don't know how many Armenian Patriarchs or people listen to us. What do you think? You think we have a big following in some of those other settings?
Well, I mean, we are listened to around the globe. So, I mean, we might have Orthodox listeners.
That's true. Well, no, Orthodox celebrate on December 25th.
Oh, do they?
And then
wasn't there one strain that that does do like on the Eastern Orthodox? Isn't there another date? Or is that what you're talking about right now?
Pascha. You're talking about Easter and Pascha. There's three dates. It's January 7th, and it has to do with, and I'm trying to remember, that's the Armenians. I should have been ready for this. And then there's another group that celebrates it later, and it has to do with how the calendar was kept in the Ottoman Empire and stuff like that. So, but there, if you've ever been, the only reason I know this is because of Israel, because in Jerusalem, you can actually see the different people celebrating Christmas at different times.
Okay.
My parents are Orthodox, so I know that you know, Pascha, which is Orthodox Easter, generally doesn't line up with the rest of our Easter as
well. Oh, gotcha. So, yeah. Okay. Must have got it confused there. Anyway, you know, with it being Christmas Eve, we were debating, should we release an episode or not? But you know what? As we've all been likely reading and watching the news way more than we all probably should, a lot of it is sometimes more discouraging than not. And yeah, I know there's hope with the vaccine and all of that, but a lot of times it's just often filled with discouragement. So on this Christmas Eve, 2020 being the year that it was, we just wanted to offer an episode that was full of encouragement to you with your context. So
with eggnog, we should also have
straight eggnog.
Non-alcoholic eggnog. Do you ever drink? Eggnog is horrible. Have you tried eggnog?
Yeah, it's, you know, as I've been getting older, I've become more lactose intolerant, so I just can't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's just not good for my tummy.
Tummy. Wow. I did not know that, but it's a horrible, horrible thing. Just don't have that anyway. And then it'll be better for you. And again, right now we're going to, 2020, here's the best thing about Christmas 2020 is that we're about a week away from being out of 2020. That's the best thing. So let that encourage you. Cause here's the thing. The reality is 50 years from now, you will speak to your grandchildren about this year. And a lot of pastors have not made it through this year or will soon step away from the ministry in 2021. This has been the hardest year of ministry probably for most pastors I know. I don't hear anybody saying this has been the best and easiest year. There has been some, and thank God, there's been some harvest. There's been some ways that people have responded to the gospel and churches have stepped up and stood in the gap and stood out. And I'm thankful for that. But boy, this has been... And it's revealed a lot about the church that we didn't want to see. You know, why is it that 25% of the church thinks you're a compromised coward for trying to follow some state, you know, guidelines, and the other 25% of church thinks you're horrible for even thinking about meeting? And all of these things are just heartbreaking. And pastors have had to learn in 2020 to lead through a higher level of conflict than they ever have led before. So that's hard, and that's part of the challenge. But we are coming out of 2020 stronger. I don't know about you, but we are coming out of 2020 with a more resolute reality, you know, just maybe a more realistic view of leadership. A lot are coming through 2020 with a few extra pounds. That's not an uncommon thing. The doctor said during the physical that 90% of his patients have gained weight, and you know, it's a reminder of some of the challenges. A lot of that's stress related as well. So hopefully coming in 2020, we've realized that we need a greater sense of resilience, but also we've learned to rely on others and on the Lord in a greater way. But the good news is that it looks like 2021 will just really have some new and better realities for us, particularly in what we do. I mean, churches have been hit disproportionately hard. We know that. Churches have been put disproportionately hard. And as they have been, there's a weight that we know is months away, but not years away, just months away from being lifted. And we don't know all that mean, but I would just say, don't grow weary in well-doing, pastor. Don't grow weary in well-doing, staff, missionary, church planner, that in God's goodness, he's held us through some of this. And we have to right size this. It's been hardest in our lifetime, but you know, our grandparents, well, depending on how old you are, but our grandparents, they fought World War II. Mm-hmm. Maybe our great grandparents, they 100 years ago, they went through a Spanish flu epidemic that actually impacted 20-year-olds at a higher level than any other age group. And I remember reading through at the early part of this pandemic, some of the minutes of Moody Bible Institute, just because they happen to be stored at the Wheaton College Billy Graham Center archives, and just the lists of deaths of students. And we have had hard times, but not as hard as some have gone before us, but maybe it's humbled us, and maybe that's not the worst thing.
That's a really good word.
I'm being encouraging, but yeah. I think part of being encouraging is recognizing this has been hard.
Yeah, no, those are really good points. It's interesting how 2020 has definitely revealed what has been underneath the surface. And as difficult as it's been, as it has been for many, it's interesting to see how we will come out of 2020 and how we will come out of this past year. Even when you think about, okay, yeah, maybe you're ending this year in a place of discouragement or in a place where your marriage is not where you want it to be, or your relationship with kids has not been where you've wanted it to be, yet you've now had more time at home because of it all. And maybe there's been a loss of employment, not for you, but maybe for those in your congregation. And that's revealed other pieces where perhaps God has revealed to you, hey, maybe strengths, pastoral giftings and spiritual gifts that might have gone dormant and that have actually been raised up, or others that have needed to be exercised, but you actually, it's been draining for you. So it's interesting how 2020 has definitely been this year where you couldn't just keep on going with the status quo, right? It either propelled you one way or it propelled you the other. And perhaps it was a year of discernment too, where you were discerning, okay, maybe God's pushing me toward this, or I'm feeling a pull toward another situation. So it's been interesting how God's kind of revealed the fissures underneath the surface, and perhaps other areas that have been you didn't realize that they've been as strong as they are. And we can end this year with a posture of gratitude and also petition toward our Lord.
Yeah, I think those are good words. And I think that there's a, unlike a war, you know, we've kind of fought a war with a virus. Unlike in a war, you know, there's not the big celebration in Times Square where the ticker tape parade, you know, the things we've seen in the past. And really not even in our lifetime, in a sense, because we're our ages are a little different where, you know, the Vietnam War and other wars that were fought almost from a distance, that they didn't call for great sacrifice for us. So this has, again, been a season of sacrifice. And usually in a season of sacrifice is a moment of celebration. I don't know that we'll have that. I think what we'll have is to be able to look back and say, in the midst of that, the Church of Jesus Christ did stand up, did show and share the love of Jesus, did take those missional moments. Now, here's what I would say. My encouragement as you look to 2021 is we've seen a church, what it looks like when it can be deployed. We've seen what it looks like when the gospel has been the motivator to both share the good news of the gospel and also to demonstrate the gospel by caring for those who are hurting and struggling and more and more and more. So all those things to be said, I think ultimately we've learned some things, and with encouragement, we should take those learnings into the future as well. So so my encouragement to us is, let's be a more sober people. Let's recognize that some of what we have inherited in the last few years just hasn't glorified the Lord. Let's move beyond those things. And then let's trust the Lord for what the future can hold. There's a consistent pattern that after significant natural and not just natural, but other disasters as well, that people do respond to the good news of the gospel. So I'm encouraged that we're going to see God work in powerful ways in the next few months. And so let's seize that moment. Let's seize that moment for God's good and for God's glory and our good.
No, I love that. Yeah. Let's not be afraid of doing more asks, doing more invitations to follow Jesus. I remember Tim Keller was saying after 9/11, he saw 25% more people and 25% less money, less finances.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And there is that hunger, and I can attest to it. The number of people we've seen come to know Christ through our local church ministry here in Edmonton has been amazing. So, I would just challenge you, continue to extend those invitations, continue to extend those, not only invitations to others, but invitations to receive Christ. Well,
yeah, I think we should also say too, this is, people listen to us in hundreds of episodes, me, you, and Todd. We don't talk as much about personal things. Mm-hmm. And maybe this one time this year, what are you thankful for in the midst of a very challenging year? What have you been thankful for? And what will you be doing for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm thankful that as much as I can't spend Christmas with my folks, that my dad is still alive. He's been battling cancer this past year, and it took a really bad dive for the worse last month. But I just praise Jesus that he's come around, and even though we're not together for Christmas, I'm glad we can do a Zoom Christmas and I can keep on connecting with him in that way. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of Zoom Christmases, both with Christina's side and with my side. And we'll do a little fun family thing and probably go snowboarding quite a bit, being here in the Great White North. So
snowboarding, fun.
How about you?
Yeah, for me, it's we've been thankful that in the midst of a very difficult year, some really hard things. I think probably Darren Patrick's death was just one of the hardest things for us, and see a friend, and then to see some struggle. The name Dan Morgan will probably be familiar to some. Dan led the Purpose Driven Church Planning Center at Saddleback, and then led the Nehemiah Project Church Planning Center at Southwestern Seminary, and then was in Canada in Cochrane at the Canadian National Baptist Seminary, and he died of COVID in 2020, and we grieved with him in the midst of that. But I think it's also given us a chance to be thankful for his legacy. I love the fact that I could just mention the deep impact he had on my life and many other lives here on our podcast. We have the privilege of being the most listened to podcast in the world. Some of you, Church Planning Podcast, not the most listened to podcast, but the Church Planning Podcast.
Yeah.
So some of you may not know the name Dan Morgan. Let's remember that people who go before us, that it's a good thing for us to mention and honor their memory as well. I'm thankful for Dan Morgan's life and his legacy as well. We just talked about it. I was out preaching at Saddleback a few weeks ago, and we just talked about the life and legacy of Dan while we were there. So I'm thankful for those that we lost in 2020, and there's a lot in COVID and other ways. Mm-hmm. But I'm also trusting the Lord that he's got a plan for the future.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you for joining us on this special Christmas Eve episode. And we hope you can share this with those around you who are needing some encouragement as well. All right. We'll catch you next time.